So I have to thank Mitch. Not only is he a scholar, but he's also a gentleman for moving up the Tuesdays with Mitch segment. Mitch, how are you?
Great, Andy. How are you doing?
Good. I love your enthusiasm and positivity. I honestly, my mood right now, I'm at a low point because in my first hour, I was fighting with liberals about Iranian policy and why Barack Obama is so weak. So I'm going to try to pick it up. I got a coffee. Does that make sense?
Drink two. Take your time.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Mitch, for being so understanding. Now, let's go to this story. This is fascinating. Steny Hoyer. Jeez, what's wrong with me? Steny Hoyer, the House Minority Whip. He's a Democrat, obviously. He's calling on this woman, Sandra Fluke, the 30-year-old law student involved in this contraception imbroglio. Is that the right word?
I have no idea.
Yeah. We'll say contraception debate. Okay. Yes, now, this 30-year-old Sandra Fluke was called by Limbaugh, we know by now, prostitute, slut, that whole deal. All right, so now Steny Hoyer is saying that she should sue, the law student should sue Rush Limbaugh for slander. How does this work as far as the First Amendment? Isn't she a public figure? How does all that work? You know, by the way, I didn't introduce you. You're Mitch Langworth, partner, Brownstein Hyatt Law Firm, constitutional expert, First Amendment expert. So now this question will make sense. In regards to the First Amendment, would she have a case? How does all that work?
And I should add that my particular expertise is defamation law. We represent high-profile people in defamation cases across the country.
God, I didn't do my job introducing this story. I'm sorry. Mitch, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm off my game today. They can't all be winners.
So the First Amendment does come into play in defamation cases because in any case where you're trying to penalize somebody for speech, even if it's false speech, the Supreme Court has said that the First Amendment has implications, and there's a varying scale. If you're a public official or public figure, you can have a defamation case, but you have to prove a lie. You have to prove that the statement was false. It's on you to prove that it was false, and you have to prove basically that the person knew it was false or acted with what we call reckless disregard for truth. If you're a private individual, you still have to prove it was false, but you also have to only prove negligence. You don't have to prove that they knew it was false when they said it.
Okay. Now, as far as this case, what are you seeing?
Yeah. Well, she I think, would be deemed a limited purposes public figure because the standard is if you thrust yourself into the heart of a public controversy, you're a public figure for that purpose.
Which she clearly did in front of all the TV cameras testifying before Congress. Okay, go ahead.
Exactly. So she'll have to prove a lie. I don't think she has a good defamation case. First, she has to prove that there was some statement of fact made about her, and if it's something that would qualify as an opinion, or if it's really hyperbolic, like. Mm-hmm.